rising temperatures could diminish nature's way of helping keep carbon out of the atmosphere. That's according to new multidisciplinary research from Northern Arizona University, along with scientists in Massachusetts and New Zealand. They used measurement towers placed around the world and found a tipping point of sorts, where rising temperatures led to slower photosynthesis, meaning plants took less carbon out of the atmosphere. And they found the temperature threshold isn't that far off. Catherine Duffy is a postdoctoral researcher at NAU and the lead author on this research. She spoke with my co-host Mark Brody, who started the conversation by asking what it is about warmer temperatures that makes plants take less carbon and therefore leave more carbon in the atmosphere.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And one of the ways I think about it is, you know, our human body has an optimal temperature, but when we get a fever, when our body temperature, say we're out hiking in the middle of Death Valley, something like that, or we're outside in Phoenix on a hot summer day, our body begins to become stressed. And so it starts to operate less optimally. And so we found these temperatures for, there's two main types of photosynthesis. And these types of photosynthesis actually exist in different parts of the globe based on what's optimal for them. But what we were able to show is these temperature thresholds. And as we get above those temperature thresholds, photosynthesis begins to decline. And as it begins to decline, that means a couple of things. It means that plants are taking up less carbon, which leaves more carbon in the atmosphere. And that's important because right now plants pick up essentially 30% of all the emissions that we put in the atmosphere. So we're getting sort of a discount on our emissions. But even worse, as we get to more and more extreme temperatures, the biosphere, instead of taking in carbon, could actually become a source of carbon. And that's because there are all sorts of microbes and bacteria and plants and so forth that also release carbon. It's part of the whole carbon cycle. And unfortunately, the temperature maximum for that respiration, that release of carbon, is much higher. So when photosynthesis globally is beginning to decline, that is concurrent with exponential increases in respiration or release of that carbon. And that's what we talk about in the paper when we talk about a tipping point for the Earth system.
Well, so if plants and trees are slowing down their photosynthesis and able to take less carbon, how does the amount of additional carbon in the atmosphere compare to any of the human-caused things that also put carbon in the atmosphere?
So one of the really alarming findings from our study is that by mid-century, plants might be taking up half of the carbon that they're taking up today. And so if we think about that 30% discount that we're getting on our emissions, now that is halved.
What is the temperature threshold? Like, how close are we to potentially activating some of these negative consequences?
So the temperature maximum, the top of that temperature dependence curve where photosynthesis is maximal, is between 60 and 70 degrees Fahrenheit. What we have found is that during this last decade, we have begun to move summer temperatures, or the warmest three-month period, what we call the mean temperature of the warmest quarter, that end of our current climate spectrum has been inching up such that we are already spending time above the temperature maximum for photosynthesis. That is alarming because it means that with any additional warming, we are going to spend more and more time, essentially climate space, in temperatures where photosynthesis is in decline. And I think that that brings about a really interesting question, and one that I would like to answer in collaboration with a lot of other scientists, which is, how much can the biosphere take? If it's 1 month above your temperature maximum, maybe that's okay. If it's 3 months or 5 months or 9 months or 12 months, what does that mean for the terrestrial biosphere? How long can it take those temperatures? And how might it cause things like mortality, a reorganization of the ecosystems that we currently see on the globe?
Is this reversible? Like, if plants slow down their photosynthesis because it has gotten warmer, if it were to get cooler, could they pick it back up, or are the changes permanent?
That is a question that I would also like to answer. Right now, our understanding is that there are limits to ecosystem resiliency, and that is a really big question, an important question that we need to address. My thoughts are that if we are spending an entire year past the temperature maximum, which we're not projected to experience for a couple of decades, but if we are at that point, I doubt that ecosystems will be very resilient. The good news is that we don't have to get to those temperature thresholds, essentially, with proactive efforts to mitigate climate change. We can preserve near current productivity for the biosphere. So it's not all quote unquote baked in. We have an opportunity to address this and to avoid the worst impacts.
Well, is this the kind of thing that is maybe more likely or more possible in a place, for example, like Phoenix, which is already very hot and the data suggests it is getting hotter? Like, is it possible that Phoenix could be more affected than other types of places that aren't quite as hot already?
Exactly. That is exactly the case. And if you think about even a different climate, but also very warm, if you think about some of the most productive biomes on the globe, for example, tropical rainforests or the Amazon, they're already quite warm. And so additional warming very rapidly pushes these areas past that temperature maximum. And so it's these areas that are already warm that are some of the first to cross these temperature thresholds.
Well, and it seems as though this kind of becomes a vicious cycle, right? If photosynthesis slows down and plants are not taking as much carbon out of the atmosphere, by having more carbon in the atmosphere, that just helps make it warmer, right?
Exactly. It becomes this feedback loop for climate change and could create something that some people call, quote-unquote, runaway climate change. Essentially, as the plants are taking up and storing less carbon, there is more carbon in the atmosphere, which leads to additional warming. And so this is a tipping point in the Earth system that we want to avoid because it will drastically alter the way our Earth is currently working.
All right. That is Catherine Duffy, a postdoctoral researcher at Northern Arizona University, also the lead author on this research. Catherine, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.